a massive thank you. I've listened to your band for quite a bit now, and I've really enjoyed the music that Dolly Rots have done. But I want to know, what first got you into music?
Honestly, I was trying to impress a boy that was in a band, and so I decided I would learn to play guitar.
Fair enough. That's a...
But I think that's the way a lot of people start, right?
Yeah, but it's normally the guys that say they're trying to impress a girl, not normally the other way around.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool, though. So, obviously, that's one route that you got into music. But, I mean, who did you used to listen to? Who used to inspire you to get into music?
I mean, when I was a kid, I, of course, listened to a lot of Top 40 radio. And growing up in Florida, they're great oldie stations. So I listened to a lot of, like, the Ronettes and the Crystals, the Chiffons, even, like, Beach Boys, and a lot of, like... Chuck Berry, even Chubby Checker, like a lot of just the classic kind of, I guess, oldies now, just American rock and roll. And so I think, you know, that's where a lot of my roots come from. And then, you know, once I became a teenager, I discovered punk rock, and then it was, you know, the Sex Pistols and the Ramones and even like X-Ray Specs. And, you know, it was mostly like the New York and British punk rock.
And I think that does come out a lot in your sound, especially in a lot of the more recent music I've heard. But I want to talk about the first album you brought out, because you, I mean, a lot of your first work was self-produced and self-released. So what was that like when you were actually getting your own music out there for the first time?
It was really exciting. I think, you know, we didn't really have expectations, but I think that we deep down inside knew that it was something that we really wanted to do seriously as a career. And so, you know, we decided that we weren't going to wait for somebody to come swoop us up and, you know, make us a real band. And we decided we were just going to be one, and whatever that meant, that was what we were going to do. And, you know, we worked our tails off, and we, you know, we recorded, we worked full time, and we played like 2 or 3 shows a week, and it was kind of crazy for a long time. And then, you know, eventually it became our career, and, you know, that was only after, you know, a good long while of really, really working hard. And so, you know, I think we appreciate it a lot more too.
I want to talk about some of your new music in a minute, but one of my favorite pieces of work that I've heard from you was you've done it was weird. It was like a split EP with Bowling for Soup, where you were playing their songs, they were playing your songs. How did that idea first come about?
Oh, I can't remember. It was probably us and Jared at like 4 a.m. on the tour bus, and we decided, hey, let's do a 7-inch. We'll do each other's songs. And, you know, that's how a lot of our brilliant ideas with Bowling for Soup come about. And so, yeah, it was kind of spontaneous, and we just set a date when we had to turn it in, and we did it.
And obviously that's not the only time. There was also another album as well that you did another one or two songs of theirs. But I mean when they're recording your songs though, I mean, how did that feel? What was your feeling to them playing your tracks?
It's really funny because, you know, when you tour with a band and you hear them play their set, you know, I mean, we've probably heard Bowling for Soup set 100, probably over 100 times, maybe hundreds. I don't know. I'm bad at estimating numbers. I never win those, like, count the jelly beans in the jar things. But, you know, you hear the song so many times that you don't even really think about them. But then to hear those voices do ear songs, it's kind of surreal. And so, yeah, I think... it's weird. It's really weird. And Jerry also does like different harmonies, and he changed because I'm awesome. And so whenever I hear it, we used it as our intro track on this last tour. And whenever I hear his version, it actually kind of screws me up when I go to sing our version. So it's kind of funny. I love the way they did like Roller Coaster and My Heart Explodes. And, you know, it's really cool, and it's really special to have a band that you look up to and really love do your song. It's kind of crazy, actually.
You guys have toured together quite a lot. What do you think it is that keeps the connection between your two bands quite strong?
I think we're pretty much family at this point. You know, like, those guys just... I didn't have brothers growing up, and after you spend that much time and, you know, especially with good people and people that love you back, I think, you know, a true friendship is born, and I don't think that will ever go away. Even if we were to all stop touring, we would still go on vacations together and see each other and go to other you know, other shows. Hey, we're talking about Uncle Jarrett. Do you miss Uncle Jarrett? Yeah, oh, good. You can pick your nose. Say hi, Uncle Jarrett. Yeah, but, I mean, he calls them all Uncle, and, you know, they really are our brothers.
No, that is nice. And obviously, that's a good connection as well, not just through the music, but, like, because you have got such a closeness between each other, like friends, like family, like you're saying.
Yeah, it makes touring a lot easier.
I'd think so, yeah. It'd be horrible if you just didn't like him, just like, I just want to punch you.
We've been very lucky to not tour with bands we don't like.
Oh, that's cool then. You've just recently released the live album and the live film, which, I mean, that was all done through Pledge Music. So what was that like, getting that pledged out to your fans and getting them to back your film?
It was our second time using Pledge, and it's just a great platform. We had used Kickstarter before that. So our first record was on Lookout Records, and then we released two on Blackheart Records, Joan Jett's label. And then, you know, the Kickstarter thing started happening, and Bowling for Soup, we talked to Jarrett, and he's like, you got to try this Pledge Music thing. And we feel like in order to be musicians and have that actually be our career, we have to own our own music, and so that means not being on a record label. And Pledge is just, it's the best platform we found so far, because it's all music based, and so people kind of know how it works. There are a lot of fans of Pledge, you know, and they seek out different artists, and you know, at this point a lot of our fans have used it for us in Bowling for Soup, and you know, our drummer Ricky, her band the 210s, just did one, and we had Go Betty Go, our touring friends, we had them do one. And so, you know, it's kind of a community in a way too, and it's really satisfying to do records like that, because then your fans feel kind of connected to it. Uh-oh. Are you tired?
But because obviously the Pledge Music thing has been a big thing for many artists, and do you feel that has made do you think that the band is stronger because you've had items like Pledge Music to...
Oh, I definitely think so. I mean, you know, when you release music through a record label, I think that it's less personal. You know, you're making this music for the label, and you turn it in, and you know, you do all this work, and then you get it to your fans at the very end. And instead, when we do Pledge, our fans are along like while we're writing, and they get to see what it's like in the studio and see the whole process. And I think that makes us feel more connected to them, and then the reverse is true too. And I don't know, it's just a lot more fun. We feel a lot more responsibility to our fans to give them something that they're really excited about.
That's great.
You know, they decide to pre-order it before we've even written a note sometimes, and you know, that means that they believe that we're going to make something that they like, and so we can't let them down.
But no, that's good. I mean, that is a massive bit of support, and considering when you look at some bands that just I don't think even have that kind of, like, not even in touch with their fans like that. It's nice to know that you are out there and you are looking for your fan support, and that they are doing that is great.
I mean, we wouldn't be a band without our fans, and you know, we know that, and we realize that every single day, so we make sure they know that we care.
Okay, and you've got the new EP out that's just been out for a little while, Mama's Gonna Knock You Out, which I love the title anyway. That's the winning bit for me. But I mean, compared to making your first music, what was it like going into the studio making this EP?
It was really a last-minute decision, actually. We booked the studio time, and we had 2 days to write and record. Well, to write the songs, then we had 2 days to record them. And so I think that we were just really spontaneous about it. We didn't overthink things. And I think we wrote 8 or 9 songs, and we picked the best ones. And so, yeah, I'm really, really proud of it. I think it's my favorite thing we've ever done. So... Can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah, sure.
I'm just going to explain that. Okay. Some of your fellow country people are here. River's trying to dig through their bag.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, don't do that. It's a little bit dangerous.
Okay, there we go. So, yeah, the EP, we finished the tour, and we were doing the Pledge, but that was a live album, and we just felt like our fans deserved some new music, and so You know, we're like, well, let's just go and do an EP, and, you know, we might make it a full length eventually. That's kind of our idea right now, is just write some stuff, book some studio time, and just kind of full steam ahead, make it happen. Because now with this guy, as you can see, like, there isn't really much time to think. We just kind of have to do all the time.
No, of course. But, yeah, so, obviously, yeah, last month you were in the UK touring with Bowling for Soup. So, is this your first time coming over to the UK, or had you come over before?
It is, actually. It was our third time with Bowling for Soup. We had gone over with Buzzcocks the year before. I think last year we were there in October with Buzzcocks.
Sweet.
So, yeah. So, it was really cool. I feel like we've actually, you know, grown a real fan base there after these trips. And so, each time it just gets better and better.
I mean, that's good as well, that obviously you're establishing fan base in the UK, because Bowling for Soup, I know they're a big band obviously in the US, but I think in the UK they have got a massive fan base, and every year when they do come over, lots of people do go to see them, and I really hope that for you guys as well it'll be the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to make it a goal to be there every year, so that's what we're trying to do right now. We missed one when I was pregnant with him. We missed their farewell tour.
Yeah.
Jarrett, he was actually the first person to know that I was pregnant, because he was waiting to announce the tour until I knew whether I was pregnant or not. So it's kind of funny.
Yeah, but considering that was a farewell tour, then 2 years later he goes, yeah, we're coming back to the UK, yeah.
I know. That was the thing. I was like, you know, Lewis, I don't think this is going to last. We don't have to worry too much. I was like, they're not going to be able to do this.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to last, but Joe, I'm glad it isn't, because I think they are one of the funnest bands that do come over to the UK, so I'm glad.
Yeah, they're great, so I'm glad it didn't last either. I think they are too, for the most part.
Okay, right, I'm going to ask, because you have said that you are obviously looking at more studio time in the future to hopefully look at doing a full album. Have you already started writing towards a new album?
No, I mean, we just finished the pledge campaign, and so, to be honest, hold on, I just got locked out of a zoo here. We've been fulfilling that, and so we've been doing a lot of, like, the mailing of packages, and we have a little recording to do, because people could get a cover song. So, you know, I think we'll be doing that for the next month, and then it'll be time to start writing.
Sweet. Right, I've got a couple more questions, first of which, I noticed this on it. I've been listening through a lot of the videos on YouTube, but you have done lots of covers, and you do them in such a great, unique style. But, I mean, I don't know if this could be easy, but what has been one of your, or a couple of your favourite covers to do?
Oh, man. We've been talking about Bowling for Soup, and I like all of the songs that we've done of theirs, of course, because they're just songs that I like. But we did a version of Almost of theirs that's just really sad, and I kind of love it. But then I guess if I had to pick another one, oh, it is really hard. I would say Be My Baby off of our first album. It's an old Ronette song, and yeah, I think Be My Baby.
Sweet. And okay, apart from Jarrett, because I think he's had a lot of attention already, but if you got the chance to work with anyone in music, who would you choose, and why would you choose that person?
To make music with?
Yeah.
I think I would like to write a record with Jarrett. I think that would be probably one of the coolest things that I can even imagine. So, and that may be a hint of things in the future.
I'll pass the message on to him.
But yeah, I would love to work with him. We've written a few songs together, and they come so easily and naturally, and they're funny and they're heartfelt, and I don't know, I just think it'd be really, really cool.
Sweet. And Joe, I'd be one of the first people to listen to it.
Hold on just a minute, we're almost done. We're almost done, okay?
Alright, well, I think River's had enough of me now, so
yeah. He's done.
Alright, but Kelly, thank you very much. It's been really great.
Sorry I was late.
No, that's okay. But thank you for still recording. And
Of course.
Yeah, no, it's been great. I'll let you enjoy the rest of your day at the zoo, and yeah.
All right.
Take care.
Cool, thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye.